It's storybook, to be honest, and you know, we've had to regroup with certain politics that's gone in the game, which sometimes spoils the game. But you know, you forget about all the politics and the downs when you have big nights. These are memorable nights, and we've made history again, so it's special.
I'm sure had a great crowd following as well, and the TV audience at home. I've probably seen one of the best bouts of the year.
Well, I've said earlier, forget about X Factor. That's got to be best television. I mean, if that doesn't bring the crowds back, what does? I mean, what a great time to baptise yourself with Box Nation. You know, Christian Salts with the first show, and what a show to start it with, and what a show to start with. But what a great way to end the year. Probably the fight of the year.
And the first boxing event at the First Direct Arena as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic arena, and I'd love to come back here because there's some talent in Leeds, like I said earlier. You've got Rick Manners, you've got Mark Bateson, you've got Steve Woods, who's managing one or two kids out this way. So there's some talent out here, but sometimes some of the kids, they have to go and fight in London, Glasgow. This is a major, major city. There's some major talent here. There's major investment put into this. You've got so much history with the football. You've got Rhinos, and now we've got a fantastic arena here. So we want to be filling it with some of the local talent. So the next one, we've baptised it by creating a world championship and actually winning it here. We want somebody to emulate that, but coming from this city as well.
Stewie's was obviously the showcase bout, but cracking undercard as well.
I thought so. I mean, it's, you know, there were a question what somebody put out in the boxing news, and I think they were on about Rigondeaux and what talent he is, but it's about, is boxing, do you have to think about entertainment? And I think you have got to entertain. Obviously, I said beforehand that we're going to be a cracking scrap, the main event. But, you know, people's been entertained all the way through, I think, tonight. And, you know, we've had a few pull-outs as well. But the depth of the talent, what we're on show, you know, we could absorb that anyway. So we've had, like, say, probably three pull-outs. And it was still a quality night's entertainment. And obviously, the icing on the cake, we're winning a world title at the end.
So looking ahead to the first half of 2014, obviously we can tell Stewie's been in a war, so it's going to take him a bit of time just to make sure he heals and everything's okay. But, you know, what are the plans for Stewart and the rest of the stable?
Well, it's a great position to be in, and, you know, the options will unfold for us. And, you know, Stewart fighting like that with the heart he's got, and he can't half dig. And apparently Malinga's just said the kid at this weight, which is the marquee fighter Leo Santa Cruz, who's just stepped up. Malinga's told Stewart that he hits harder than Leo Santa Cruz. So the one thing that Stewart's got, he's got that leveller. He's got a massive heart. He's got that leveller, and he's got a great engine. So, you know, he's just blossoming at 33 years old. You know, he's like fine wine, and long may it continue.
And more importantly than that, he's got an IBF World Championship belt, which other people will be wanting to try and wrestle off him, so hopefully the offers will come in.
Yeah, and it's great to be in that position as a promoter, is be able to fence one or two and manoeuvre him into the right fight. And, you know, we want to milk it and get him as much money as possible. And at the same time, like, he's made history, get the right fights at the right time, and that's what it's all about.
And finally, as his promoter and a big boxing fan as well, how do you sum up his performance and the achievement?
Oh, absolutely. It's just amazing. Like I said earlier, it's storybook. I'm a fan, and it's great for me to be involved in boxing, especially to get it out. And I never dreamt doing anything like that. And with the situation what bestowed on me a few months ago, you've got to pick yourself up, and that's one thing that I'm tenacious. And I do think on my feet, and I've managed to get a kid who's deservedly fought for a world championship, and he's actually won it, so that obviously is the icing on the cake. So it's an amazing end to the year for me, when I've had one or two ups and downs this year, but fantastic.
I think what Sly Stallone said, it's not how often you get knocked down, it's how often you get back up.
There's a song in there. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't no one gonna keep me down. Yeah, that's it, innit? I mean, you know, life's... What's them sayings? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And these are eyes, these, and they're memorable nights, and that's what I'm all about. And in my office now, he's going to get pride of place, Stuart Hall, the IBF bantamweight champion. But it's them memories, and we've gone down in history books now, and that kid's so deservedly deserving of it, and I'm so proud of the kid. And I'm proud to be associated with him.